Microsoft just promised to pay higher utility rates at their data centers to protect local communities from rising costs. And that's just the beginning of how tech giants are completely reimagining their relationship with society.
That's such an interesting shift in corporate responsibility. What else are they doing to transform their approach?
Well, they're creating this comprehensive framework that includes transparent water usage reporting, local job training programs, and significant AI education investments. But here's what's fascinating. It's creating an entirely new category of hybrid roles that blend technical expertise with community engagement.
So we're seeing the emergence of positions that didn't even exist a few years ago. How is this affecting the broader hiring landscape?
The impact is massive. Companies are now searching for sustainability experts who understand data center operations, community liaisons with technical backgrounds, and environmental analysts who can translate complex metrics for public consumption. And that's just the beginning. Have you seen what's happening with Apple and Google?
Oh, you mean the Siri Gemini partnership? That's going to reshape the entire iOS development ecosystem, isn't it?
Exactly. And here's why it's such a game changer. This multi-year deal isn't just about improving a voice assistant, it's driving unprecedented demand for specialists in on-device inference, privacy-preserving ML, and iOS development. We're talking about roles that combine cutting-edge AI expertise with mobile optimization skills.
Well, that reminds me of what NVIDIA is doing with their modified H200 GPU for China. How do you see these hardware constraints affecting talent competition?
You know, it's creating this fascinating ripple effect. Companies are now competing for systems engineers who understand export compliance, compiler experts who can optimize for different hardware limitations, and data center specialists who can maximize performance within regulatory boundaries. And with Barclays predicting increased corporate bond issuance for AI infrastructure, we're seeing this whole new financial dimension.
Speaking of financial implications, what's your take on how companies are handling these massive investments in AI infrastructure?
Well, here's what's interesting. It's not just about securing funding anymore. Companies need financial specialists who understand AI infrastructure investments, vendor management experts with technical backgrounds, and program managers who can handle long-term infrastructure planning. But, and this is crucial, they're struggling with a major bottleneck in their hiring processes.
You're talking about the scheduling crisis, right? I heard some companies are seeing dramatic improvements with automation.
Exactly right. And the numbers are staggering. In 2024, 60% of companies reported increased time to hire due to coordination bottlenecks. But look at what happened when GM implemented Paradox's automated scheduling tool. They cut their time to schedule from 5 days to just 29 minutes. That's a 98% reduction.
Those efficiency gains are remarkable. How is this playing into the broader funding landscape we're seeing in tech?
Well, let me connect these dots. Anthropic is reportedly raising at a $350 billion valuation. DeepGram just secured $130 million for voice AI infrastructure. And Parloa raised $350 million at a $3 billion valuation. This shows where investors see the future, in companies that can efficiently scale their operations while maintaining quality.
The voice AI space seems particularly active. What specific roles are these companies prioritizing?
So here's the breakdown. They're hiring ASR research scientists, experts in low latency serving systems, and specialists in multilingual quality assurance. But what's really interesting is how these companies are also looking for people who can handle dialogue policy and enterprise integration. And then there's the security sector, which is showing no signs of slowing down.
That's right. I saw that Aikido Security and Torque both had significant funding rounds. What trends are you seeing in security hiring?
The security landscape is evolving rapidly, with Aikido raising $60 million and Torque securing $140 million for their AI-driven security operations center platform. We're seeing strong demand for expertise in SAST/DAST, software bill of materials, and supply chain security integrations. But here's what's crucial. Companies need to act now on these signals.
So what practical advice would you give to hiring managers trying to navigate all these changes?
First, they need to tackle their scheduling efficiency immediately. Pull data from the last 30 days of requisitions, calculate median time to schedule for both initial screens and panel interviews, and set aggressive improvement targets. But, and this is key, track both no-show rates and time to offer to ensure quality isn't sacrificed for speed.
And what about companies working in the iOS ecosystem? How should they prepare for the Siri Gemini integration?
They need to conduct a thorough audit of their capabilities in three key areas: on-device inference, token budget management, and safety review processes. Beyond that, they should be initiating focused projects to explore quantization techniques and mobile-optimized retrieval systems. The companies that move quickly on this will have a significant advantage.
Looking ahead, what do you think are the most critical factors for success in this evolving landscape?
Well, it really comes down to three things. First, companies need to embrace this new hybrid model where technical expertise meets social impact. Second, they need to invest in automation and efficiency tools for their hiring processes. And finally, this is crucial, they need to develop compensation strategies that account for longer private market cycles. The organizations that can balance all these elements while maintaining their focus on innovation and community impact will be the ones that thrive in this new era.